Ready.
Blog Talk
Radio. Record
it.
I got four. I mean, if you want to, we got this joint. If you want to go live, you just put your phone in here. Oh, and it goes this way. And your phone could just sit there in the drawer. Mm-hmm.
That's my guy right there, Fred.
Yes, it is, Fred.
Me and Fred did indict me, Fred. Got Lil Beach and My Shine did the back end of the track.
Send me that drawing.
I'll send it to you.
Why can't I hear it here? I can't hear it here. Oh, that's not plugged up. What up, Bates?
What up, what up, what up?
No.
What's good? Hold up.
Yo. My. Who can? Oh, shit. 2020 like the mad dog. 2020 like the mad dog. All right, talk. Grab your headphones, darling. We're going to get it popping. 2020 like the mad dog. Shout out to SK. You know what I mean? That Follow God Freestyle. Philly Shine Radio. We'll be back on a Thursday. What up? Got my homeboy, Mr. Bates, Philly in the building.
Hold up.
Real rap. Shout out to everybody chilling at Glockaware today. Shout out to Snow Ink in the building. I heard she been acting. Yeah. Okay, acker. I like it. Big ups to everybody doing their thing. You know, we got the Apply the Pressure concert coming up February 16th. Chuck's Alibi. Hit us up. It's already looking kind of lit. You know what I mean? Hot Boy on that joint. Gerard Ave. Authentic. I mean, we're just lining it up. You know what I mean? Big facts. Big facts. So I could wear Philly Shine Radio. Always got that shit popping. I ain't been around for a minute. Take care of my family type shit. You know what I mean? Complete my profile. Share videos. Instagram trying to do stuff to me. I know y'all better bring my pictures back. I don't know what that's about. But we got a fun show. You know, we always talk about stop the violence, be positive, and definitely, like, get your own, you know what I mean? And we also want to talk about the fact that spring is coming, you know what I mean? Them spring break stories, that fun in the sun, you know what I mean? Or, you know, a little college fun. But we're going to get into that as well as great music. Got an amazing show playing today with my young boy right here. What's up, young boy?
What up, Philly? Hey, man, I've been working. Hold on, man. New single is out everywhere, all platforms.
Hold on. He gets right into it. Cause how excited are you about this record?
Hey, man, it's a real good record. You know what I mean? Shout out to Ice and Soup. We produced the track. We came together. You know, that's my guy for a long time. We came together on a whole nother track. My nigga Backnar said he heard me on it, but then he played this beat by accident, and it wound up being this one. You know what I mean?
Now, I'm an ask for some exclusive shit, because this is what my show is about, even though we are going to talk about Hold On, but...
Right.
Yeah, I mean, let me see if there's something in my email now, because I just already asked you for a join.
Hold on, man. We charting.
Ain't no hold on.
We hold on. We charting.
This is my show. I know.
We charting with
shout
that,
out to everything that you're doing, because let me say, even as you called me and I spoke to you, I want to say, you know what I mean, shout out to all the work that you're doing. You know what I mean? The other shows that you're being a part of, how you're really pushing yourself. Like, that's a pat on your back for
me.
Because, like, you push so many people, and that's even how, you know, the last show you came on.
Mm-hmm.
We brought SP Thug through.
Shout out to SP.
Shout out to him. You know what I mean? Working hard as well. Shout out to Davey, too. You know what I mean?
Davey, what up?
Davey. Shout out to everybody that you push. But to see you doing your thing is like, that's my nigga. Like, I've been pushing your music on Philly Shine Radio for a long time.
A long time. I appreciate the love, too. You know that.
Because I like you as a person, too. And then to like your music is like, that's even better.
Right.
I don't always get to like people as a person.
So I had to make the stop. I said, I got to stop by Philly Shine, Rock Aware. It was only right. New single was out.
And what I also was doing when I was on, like, YouTube, I was like, did I miss the video?
No. You didn't miss the video. Video coming soon. I just wanted to, you know, get some radio behind it. I wanted to, you know, just start promo on it, get the stream, run the streams up. You know, on Spotify and Apple Music, and, you know, feed the record, and then, you know, come with that video.
That's good, because even to talk about it, like, you charting all over and shit. Like,
yeah. So we 119 on the top 150 nationals, you know, which is pretty dope. So I'm getting in between 600 and 1,000 spins a week in different markets.
That's good. Now, would you say that a lot of work that you've done is pushing the record, or the fact that the work you're doing now? Because, I mean, you've opened up a job role so many times, you've been touring,
mm-hmm.
like, you know, you really touched a couple areas to, like,
mm-hmm.
connect with fans and stuff like that.
Right. I think because of those things, it make it a little bit more easier for me to move, but it's all the grind that you're doing in the current that creates what's happening today.
Explain it.
Well, what I say about the things that I've done, because, of course, by me moving around for so many years, I have relationships, you know, so I'm able to say, yo, Honest, yo, what's up with that interview?
Of course, you ain't gonna call
me. You know, but without...
You ain't gonna call me for a lot of things. You
right.
Say, Honest, did you cook today?
Right. So
let's go to Gold Star, get some
without,
chicken and shit.
Without
like.
Them relationships,
yeah.
I can't do it. So that does make it a little bit easier.
Mm-hmm.
But still, if I don't grind, if I don't make those calls, then it won't happen today.
Yeah, because I feel like even with working as an artist, you have to be professional, manageable,
right.
You know, have a good name and,
right.
You know, really get things done, because everybody not trying to do business could be coming in all crazy.
Right, you could have been like, you know what, I don't bang with you like that. No interview.
I'm like, yeah, last time I saw you, motherfucking ass. Like, no, but you was
right.
chilling.
Right.
Even the last time we talked, we were speaking about the young boy that was murdered tragically.
Yeah, rest in peace, Bankroll Gambino.
Really a heartbreak for Southwest, you know what
facts,
I mean?
Facts. Bankroll, man, like,
he
was on his way. So, I tell you the story with Bankroll, his manager. I never known Bankroll Gambino from a can of paint.
Okay.
You know?
He was so young, too,
I didn't know him at all. So, you know... So that shows you what kind of person I am, too, because this wasn't a friend of mine. But I has happened to get my hair cut at the barbershop that his manager owned. And he like, yo, Bates, you know this music. We need distribution. We need you to do this, that, and the third. Won't you come on board and help us out? Long story short, I bought him on ABM. In a week, I took him out to Dykeman the day that Jay-Z and Meek Mill did the deal. We got with Meek. Meek wanted to sign him on the spot. Days after that, he got killed at his video shoot.
That's like, even like to hear something like that, and even so close to home, you know, it was heartbreaking. Like, I still get goosebumps thinking about it, because
he was on his way.
Not only was he on his way, he was talented. And then, like you said, you didn't know who he was. All of a sudden, I found out who he was. And then it's like, damn.
He was like all of my years of being around, I never seen it happen like it happened for him. Like, he didn't have the biggest social media following.
Right.
He got the right reposts. I think O'Malley posted him, a couple people reposted him, Gilly. You see what I'm saying? His manager got with me. We bought him on AVM. We went to Dykeman. We got with Meek. We didn't have to sell him to Meek. Meek seen him. Yo, that's the young boy right there that was such and such. He hot, right? I said, yeah, he is hot. That's why we got him out here. Yo, I want to do the deal with you. Take my A&R number down. You know, next few days, O'Malley come out to the video shoot. Later on that night, he got shot in his head at the video shoot.
That's what I say. Like, that's a lot of what I say about, like, stopping the violence, because it's so many other ways to solve problems than wanting to kill each other or right. even a fight. Because even for myself, like, people will try to piss you off and try to make it seem like, oh, they got the better choices for you to make, whatever, but that shit is bullshit. You know what I mean?
Yeah, man. We can't take it back,
but in the future, like, I really, really, really do pray for our city. Really get our state shit together. I feel like Chicago's gotten their shit together a little bit.
Yeah, Chicago was in the wild, wild west.
They was for a long time, but they got their shit together. So let's hope for a lot of us. You know what I mean? New York used to be real crazy. They got their shit together.
Well, don't get it messed up. It's crazy everywhere. It's a good and a bad part everywhere you go.
No, no doubt. No, I'm not saying, like, I'm talking about crazy. You know what I mean?
Right.
I think, how many do we have already? It's
January 23rd. Man, you know what I mean? Philly, like, leading the race right now, man.
Yeah,
we got more bodies and days in the year.
We really do. And you know, starting for 2020 is bad, dog. Crazy.
Right.
But I wanted to even mention that because of just, like, my whole plight to say, like, oh my goodness, please, y'all, you're taking too many people away from us, and we would rather have you guys solve your problems in a different way, or, you know, stay away from drama, you know what I mean? Stay away from it.
Fact.
It'd be too hot some places. You gotta just, like, fall back and shit.
Fact.
But shout out to you still keeping the consistency in the music industry. We're gonna get into the record, actually, and then talk a little bit more, because I'm excited about this joint. I thought I heard it already, because I was just like, when I seen you promoting, I'm like, I just go straight to Spotify.
Right, right.
You know
right.
what I mean? That's just my thing now.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? That's my thing.
I love Spotify.
I go right to Spotify and shit.
Right, right.
Because, like, I would love for it to be something I could play over and over
right,
again.
Right.
You know what I mean? Add to my playlist. So
follow me on, add me to the playlist.
Yeah.
Follow me on Spotify. Hold on's the record.
Yeah. Shout out to Ice. Come on, man. What's up with that? My young boy, too.
Shoot, we're down in Miami tonight.
He what?
He in Miami right now.
Cool, Miami Ice.
Yeah. Superman, it's that Hold On record produced by me. Hold up.
You cold? No, you can close the door. I'm cooler.
You
can't keep turning it up. Yeah.
With a shot at.
I know, right?
It's my time, you know, back talk, money shit, even when I was broken, even when I got stretched. Already, y'all, look at the cities up top of me. I don't even need a blue check. Right around the street is how they do that. I just said you need a heart to do that. Never was the type to get shot and don't shoot back. I'll be rapping about niggas' flights to really do that. If you've done it before, then we ain't never do that. Big dream chasing, more money you're making, the more I'm doing me and these corny niggas are chasing. Yeah. Look, as soon as y'all close the door, I'm about to smoke y'all out again.
Oh, goodness. Come on now.
No, no, no. I ain't going to do
it. Let me see your liquor room.
Hold up. What's wrong with the niggas that got them?
Artists, like Baby was one of them that
The golf ball.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, he can't. But yeah, my
I didn't know he was from Charlotte.
Engineering crazy.
Yours?
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
I'll call. Yeah, I'll call my phone.
You ain't record a whole dorm, though.
I just recorded, but you wouldn't have been able to tell the difference if I did.
Oh, I'm kind of... Okay. Bragging, I like it.
I mean, I just know how I like it, Ken.
Bragging, I like it.
No, I got two. I'm dope.
No, you're confident, too.
I mean, it's not confidence. It's just like if it wasn't good, I'd be like, yo, come on. You remember when I tried to start doing?
No, you were learning in the industry, but a lot of things I see, your confidence.
That comes from actually trying to do it and learning it. Once you know it and you're not lying, you can confidently say it. You know what I mean? Because the next thing would have been like, all right, so mix this record for me, then I'd have been fucked up.
Man, it's all almost over, and I gotta get back on the show, and I don't have no drink. But when Chad comes, he's on the shot of DJ here. Now I don't want him on the camera. All right. And this is his cup right here. She's gonna pour a drink for us when he comes.
All right,
good. Oh man, I'm 250 pounds now. Gotta work out.
These don't look like it.
Yeah, I know. Should only look right, I suppose. Thank you. That's a compliment.
Oh, it's a crap. They ain't stopped niggas from howling, did it?
I could look care if I was 300 pounds. You want to go to Sip and Paint, join Snow?
What happened?
You want to go to this Paint and Snow, join Hookah Place?
Huh?
This Sip and Paint, like drinking and painting a picture?
What?
Tonight.
I don't have no headlights.
Huh?
I don't have no headlights.
Oh, damn. None? You a stripper girl. Riding dirty as shit. Oh, that's it. All right. Passing my brother sick. We just had to just have a nice little music break. You know, we talk on Philly Shine Radio, but I play nothing but music. You know what I mean? We do this music thing for real, for real. But shout out to everybody checking out the show. Up to Russ Lotto, who was going to be my guest on Tuesday. Man, I'm excited about that guy. You know what I mean? I ain't even seen him since last year and shit. And he got some crazy-ass music going on. As I know a lot of people do. So we checked out that Hold On Universal Records. That shit is lit. Fighting up the charts all over.
Right.
You 119. Top 200.
Top 150.
Oh, the top 150.
Yeah.
Well, of course, you almost in the 100. You know what I mean? You're about to be top 100.
Yeah, what's crazy is that was in my first week of spins. So I got a long time.
That's why I was looking at my time. I was looking at my time on my wrist. Like,
yeah,
that's kind of quick. That's what?
Got a long time to go.
I think because that record is like... Like, even like you said, like I got the dirty version, but you wasn't even cursing on it, Joel, so everybody could just press play.
Press play.
You know what I mean? And really relate to it, because the song is just definitely like, hold on.
Yeah, didn't everybody feel like, you know, it's their time? Like, it when dropping it at the beginning of the New Year's, what was everybody saying? 2020 is my year. It's my time. So, like, what's going on, Brussels? Like, hold on.
Oh, yeah.
That's what that is. You know what I mean? It's my time.
Yo, it is your time. That's what I'm talking about. Finally. Shout out to Fran in the building. He was in there all right video. You know what I mean? Shout out to Sick. You know what I mean? Doing his thing. Shout out to my young boy, too. Akivi is featuring the baby. That was at 1+1 we checked out as well. We really get into the music. And I feel like coming from Philly, talking to my boy, Mr. Bass, Philly, you want to like really shine some more light on us. You know what I mean? We
back.
Need that. We need that.
Back.
We need that. I see you, Russ. I'm going to get to you. And then I really wanted to know, as you've been letting people hear it and your homies, like, you know all the fucking rappers.
Right.
Has anybody been like, yo, what's up with the remix? Pulling you close, like, what's up? Yo, why I ain't get on this joint? Because for me, I'd be like, Ice only just got a couple people he producing for. Like,
Right. It's hard to get one out of Ice.
It's hard to get one out of Ice.
But no, you working on a lot of new talent right now, too. You know what I mean?
No, you ain't got it.
As far as the remix go, no, I want to heat the record up because that can easily turn into a major remix.
Ooh, wait, major? Come on now.
I mean, we gonna do it. We gotta do it all the way, man.
I like it. But which would you do? Somebody new, real well, or the major joint? Would you feel like the business decision or putting my homie on? Like, where are you at right now?
I ain't doing no more put my homie on. Like, if you my homie, you good, regardless. But when it comes to business, we just got to make the right decision.
Thank you, darling.
We was just talking about that in my last interview, like how people do homie family business. And that's the number one reason why black business is closed. Because you got your homie and your family fucking up every day. And because it's your homie and your family, you don't chastise that situation, and guess what keeps happening? They keep fucking up.
Now that's the key question. That's the key point right there. And I'm even bring Russ Lotto in on this show. Welcome back to Philly Shine Radio, Russ Lotto, Mr. Bates Philly.
Yo, what's good,
Russ Lotto.
Chilling. Hi, everybody.
We
good.
Philly
Shine Radio. What's up?
We good. Because that was like a setup question. We all good. That was a setup question that I asked you because I feel like when it comes to business, and this is your business, both of those decisions should be a decision that's beneficial because I feel like even if it was a homie you putting on a track, maybe you should chastise him or even make sure that he's ready to make a major move, you know what I mean? To want to put things on. Because a lot of times, even myself, I tell a lot of people, no, you know, you're not ready or get certain things together before we could do business because you ain't never jeopardizing my business.
right.
You know
right.
what I mean? Philly Shine Radio going in on this 11th year and shit, like, you know what I mean? Doing my thing. And
right.
I feel like the only reason that I've been able to continue my business is because I do business. I don't know nigga shit. I do nigga shit, but not my
business.
Right. No, you gotta
protect yourself.
I know nigga shit. And like even for you, Russ, like I feel like Russ Lotto is an amazing artist as well. It would have been great y'all could meet each other, but I had my days switched up.
Okay.
Russ is actually on Tuesday, not today.
You still going late though?
Shout out to one.
Of course,
no
Russ.
No doubt, brother.
Of course,
keep
Russ.
Doing your thing. I see.
What's up?
You know, of course.
Appreciate
but,
it,
wanted
man.
You to,
too,
I still
man.
Wanted you to call in because I already promoted you today.
Thanks.
I'm like, you got to still call in and even give your feedback. And, of course, shout out your record that you're working on.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, that Redemption Project out right now on all social media platforms, you know. It's doing good so far for the first couple of days.
Okay.
That's what's up.
It's a lot of good music on there. You know, I got a little bit of something for everybody on there. You know, I got some real life stuff, you know, things that we going through in the hood right now. And I got some party records on there too. So it's a little bit of something on there for everybody. And I want y'all to go check that out, though.
And that's what's up. We're going to get more into that, John, on Tuesday. And y'all follow my boy, Russ Lotto, RussLotto, 1738. You know what I mean? Shout out to 738 Entertainment. Y'all be making moves.
Look, honest, it's always a pleasure. And I mean, it's Felicia on Radio, Glock Aware, all that.
That's what's up. That's what's up. Thanks for calling in, babe. Thank you. Thank you. Of course. Shout out to all the artists I know. And then even, as I said, like, the professionalism of what I see a lot of people accomplishing, like, is amazing. You know what I mean? Like, not even just my niggas from Philly or from the Tri-State area. And so many people moving all over or whatever. So, and then let me even go further with that remix question. Do you have anybody in mind now on a major side? Like, is it like, oh, I am a little close to this motherfucker.
I mean,
I'm not saying drop a name now.
It could be any, this is the thing. I work real heavy with Miss Bond. Like, that's, she's like been,
shout out to Miss Bond,
managing, you know, my the latest part of my career. And she is the director of Dykeman Basketball. Now, if you don't know what Dykeman Basketball is, that's the number one street basketball in the country. There's no telling who comes through there, and everybody get with Miss Bond. So it could be like, I can get a call from her like, yo, Davies want to be on here. This person want, because that's what happens. Like, when I was doing a Dykeman record, you know, every day she was calling me with a different remix from a different artist that wanted to get on. So you never know who might be the, I don't want to force it. Let's see how we can keep working it, moving it up the charts. Let's see what happens.
That's what's up. And I want that record too. The Dykeman,
oh, yeah, Dykeman.
Fred the God.
Dykeman. Jalil, shout out to Jalil Beats, man. Jalil produced that Dykeman record.
Shout out to
Jalil Beats. Shout out to Doobie Rata. My God.
Yes. What's up with that record? I want it.
I
said I want some exclusive shit.
Send it right to you.
Send it right to me.
You know, my email.
That's an email. All right, girl, we can definitely get to that. Now, I wanted to really talk about how this record is putting niggas on to who you are, in a sense.
Right.
And I feel like, what was your approach to even, you know what I mean, talk about yourself, in a sense.
What do the record?
But hold on. Yeah. No, not even to do the record. But you're talking about yourself, because normally you make up concepts and shit.
Right,
you know,
right.
I mean?
That's funny, because Gotti always say, bitch, you talk about yourself on the records too much. So, you know, but again, he hasn't heard all of my full body of work. He's
right.
Seen me go on business.
Yeah.
But I think this record, because what happened was I had a few meetings at a couple record labels, and then I don't know if you remember, To a Casket Fall with me and Petey Crack.
Yeah.
They really loved that shit. So they put me on a mission. They like, yo, make 6 records like this. You know, this what we want. You can talk. They like, yo, you got radio records.
Right.
That's cool, but you from Philly. We want to hear you talk that shit. That shit about you. That shit that you see in Philly.
Yeah.
All that shit. So I said, all right, cool. Hold on. Shout out to Bruno Brown.
Hello,
what's up,
Brio?
What's good, my guy? This is my guy right here.
Yeah, she's so nice.
Thank you, man.
Yeah.
You want a shot?
Magic. Hey, man, we
oh, you sipping?
Yeah, all you right.
know,
yeah,
you already know how we go.
You know what I mean? Can I mix
brown.
That?
I mean,
yeah. It's a little vanilla.
All right.
It's a little
yeah.
regular.
Why
I'm
not?
Gonna mix it a little bit. Why not?
Why not?
Mm-hmm.
So
shout out to Bruno, my guy. He even worked with Bruno.
He's all cute and shit. Damn. That's my nigga Blue. Damn, Blue look good today.
Yeah, that's how I did it too.
What's up, Blue? Looking good today and shit. Matter of fact, let me make some of that too.
Oh, yeah. Why not?
No.
Oh,
this
right here?
Yeah, that
one. That's not a mixer. That's the same one.
Yeah.
Oh,
oh yeah, you got
mix.
The mixer, boo boo.
Let me get a mix.
Come on, mama.
I appreciate it.
Yeah, I don't want you to die too much. No. Finish that for the day. She want to be too much of a big girl. She gonna pass out.
Shout out to Bruno Brown.
I like
you. I'm 250 pounds. I can't pass out. You know what I mean? Big ups to all you guys doing your thing. This show has been sponsored by EJ. But that's major for me. to know that you have even those 6 records. And I'm going to definitely pull your coattail and say, let me get some exclusive shit that only I could play, too. You know what I mean? And we will definitely keep hold on in rotation. I'm going to make sure I get
appreciate
that joint EA.
Appreciate
make sure
it.
I get that joint the Toucan and Shad for the Glockaware radio show, 8 to 10 tonight. You know what I mean?
Appreciate that. We need all that.
Of course you do. You deserve
it
too.
I need it.
You deserve it too. And then even my whole thing from seeing you last summer to now, your energy is more focused on yourself, you know what I mean? Even though, like, I feel like this summer you was focused on your skills with the freestyle Thursdays, the throwback Thursdays, you know what I mean, freestyle.
And guess what? I'm not going to say Freestyle Thursday, Throwback Beat Thursdays is nothing to me, because what that did, it just did it quickly. It got me right into the offices and these record labels. Like, as soon as I did that, I didn't have no record label talk before that. I was doing the whole independent thing. I'm still doing a lot of independent things.
Right.
Did that, you know, start getting a little bit of traffic. You know, my folks seeing it, took a liking. Here go to me. Next thing you know, we posting up Universal.
That's what I was going to say. Like, at the end of the day, like, a lot of times artists, and that's even one of the final things I wanted to touch on, they don't think about connecting with their fans or doing things entertaining and exciting. I got it. Doing things
my God.
Exciting. Look at him with the damn joint. I need that coat blue. I'm saying. He can't even hear me. But a lot of people don't think about the fact that it's the entertainment business. You know what I mean?
Right.
You got to get some numbers. You got to have people excited to see what you're doing. You know
Different
what I mean?
Now.
To get in on your shit. Different. So that's what's up. You could definitely move numbers. I feel like a lot of niggas with talent need to just make sure that they focus on wanting to be fun, wanting to be entertaining, and showing their fucking skills. You know
right.
what I mean? And keep beating them in the head. Stay away from the drama. Like, what advice could you give to people about, like, staying away from drama besides, like, you know, coincidentally already being a hardworking man and already focused? You
well,
know what I mean?
My advice is
not even coincidentally. You work towards being a hardworking man. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, you can't make money dead or in jail. Fact. I don't care what you want to do in life. If you dead or in jail, it ain't getting done. So with that being said, man, like you say, you stay away from the nonsense. If it don't feel right, then it's not right.
You know what's crazy? That's what motivated me to say, like, because a lot of what we're growing up is, because I ain't going to put nobody on the spot, but, you know, it's, oh, did you get your shit off with that person? Like, make sure, you know what I mean? Make sure, you know what I mean, you defend yourself or that
right.
person don't have to fuck with you and shit like that.
Right.
And those are not really priorities, you know
right,
what I mean?
Right,
like,
right.
I don't give a fuck if you know not to fuck with me or not.
Right,
like, you
right,
know what
right.
I mean? I'm going to walk away or I'm going to be so busy. Well, it's not my priority to let you know that I will beat you the fuck up or like
right.
it's you barking at the wrong tree and shit. You know what I mean? You don't have to let a person know that shit.
It's not like, real if you let them know.
It's not even real. Yeah, like the G is silent for a real
right.
reason in lasagna. You know
right.
what I mean? The G is silent for a reason.
Mm-hmm.
And even if you want to make noise, like you're going to get yourself in trouble, you'll bring on negative attention, and that has no place in prosperity, that has no place in forward movement. So, you know what I mean? Shout out to the people who's doing their thing. You've always been a peaceful brother, though. I've never heard you in
peace,
a,
peace, peace.
Never heard
like,
you.
Like Charlie Mack say, peace, love, peace, love, peace, love.
Like you always say, and you specifically, you are never, you know what I mean? You're a good person. Like, you
right.
know what I mean? Like, not a lot of people can say that they don't do people dirty and
right.
or even have that mentality. Like,
nah, I ain't out here fucking people over, man. And you can't get money like that neither. You know, once the name is bad.
Let's play the song before we get into that, because that's how I want to close the show out. And not that I want to put anybody on blast, but it's all of y'all niggas trying to fuck people over now. And
wow.
we're going to talk about, hold on, it's the record. It's too
yeah.
heavy. Like the bass filling the building.
Hold up.
Is it a commercial on the video? No. God, what's up? Why?
I was gonna get a drink, but I'll be.
Oh, come on, yeah.
I didn't wanna be in.
Yeah, take that shit out here. Get it on. Man, we gotta wait a minute.
You know I'm gonna need to puff after this drink.
Huh?
You know I'm gonna need to puff after this drink.
Go ahead. I'm ready to open the door back up.
You want me to open it? Y'all got these. I'm starting to see a lot of stations with the phones.
Yeah, I bought them joints.
Yeah, that's dope. Me, guys.
Yeah, I bought that joint for y'all.
Well, for all of you, yeah. Too. Miami, I think. Boy, we might just came back. Homie BK, man. That's in my family way, man.
Can I tell me?
The bus down, that's Tim.
Do I
This might be my new shit. That's better than the app.
You said what?
This is better than the app.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
I fuck with that.
No.
Yeah, better tastes better than the apple. You don't like that sweet shit.
No, I like Penny.
You straight up Penny.
Yeah,
I gotta put the Henny with the cranberry.
Yeah, I would try that.
You never did Henny and cranberry? Man, that shit creep up on you. It's good. Good, brother. That's Gotti shit. Henny and cranberry. He got me drinking that shit.
Two cans. If that's too much, I'm gonna be wasted. Got some, I'm in the game. Pull a little juice, but I'm beaming.
No breakfast.
Yeah, I know. I love this song. The fucking lyrics in that joint is crazy for me.
And he ruled on that, didn't he?
Yeah, that shit real exciting. You know what I mean? Real exciting.
You talking that heavy money shit, man.
Love all that shit. Hold on to key, Viz. We're gonna close up the show with that 1+1. Cause we got to do the math, you know what I'm saying? We got to do the math all the time. We got the key, Viz, featuring the baby. That 1+1, that record crazy. That's like an all South Carolina, North Carolina, Charlotte record.
That's a big feature. Shout out to that guy.
Made friends. Like, the key, Viz is from Charlotte. You know what I mean? That's how you work together. You know what I mean? Like, your homie is on, and he's like, oh, my homie's on the court. Because shout out to Akivius. I actually met him a couple years ago promoting his record he had with Clive. You know, so he's been working. So, of course, like, your homie start working, they're like, oh, let's put it together. You know what I mean? That's
lit. Hey, shout out to everybody in that city that's been holding it down, that's been moving out of that city. That's returning that love to the up and coming town. That's dope.
Yeah, like, you know, you have to do that. You know what I'm saying? And big ups to everybody working, period. You know what I mean? Because you don't always get a chance to even witness, even like talking about like Gambino. Like, you don't always get a chance to witness a lot of your craft coming to where you want to be. You know what I mean? Where you want it to be. So I feel like, you know, we should treasure anything that's entertaining, because 9 times out of 10, your homie that's right there is somebody who you can really enjoy. You know what I mean? And don't just wait till they do big shit. Even though, you know, Philly niggas gonna wait till you do big shit. That's just how Philly niggas is.
Philly is a show me city, man.
They like, show me the fucking money.
We don't give a fuck.
They don't give a fuck.
Let us know when you roll.
And then, you know what? If you don't realize that in Philadelphia, you playing yourself. Because niggas already think they motherfucking Mariah Carey. Bitches. You know what I mean? The guys already think they Obama. So, like, you know what I mean? That big. What? I could have been Obama. I could have been president. Like,
300 followers.
It don't matter, right? It don't matter.
So
when it comes to Philadelphia, you have to understand, like, you really got to put on. But don't let that shit hold you back. But I'm just saying, Philly niggas, like, let's, like, kind of change that. Why do you keep calling me? Tell it to my cousin, Moneyline Entertainment. Hopefully he reads his text messages and stop calling me, whatever. But big up to you doing your thing. What's next? Because, you know, Philly Shine Radio, I ain't too shy about, you know, promoting other people's shows. Where are you going next Thursday?
Next Thursday, I got to do Gotti's show, El Punto the Spot out in Brooklyn. Shout out to Chris Gotti, Adventures Music, Murder, Inc.
Yeah, shout out to Chris Gotti, because For real, he's real lit. He's real lit. He was probably one of the most easiest persons I ever, because I've interviewed so many persons, but he's probably one of the most easiest interviews I've ever had.
Hey, man, Gotti, he keep it a bean, and he not going to promise you no shit that he not going to do, and if he with it, he with it. You know what I mean? Like I said, I met Chris. And the day I met Chris, it was love, open arm. You see, he come to Philly.
Yeah.
And he let it be known, like, this is my guy out of Philly. So,
ADM.
Shout out to Chris.
Yeah, because at the end of the day, like, I feel like certain people,
bring a level of information, stardom. Like, I felt like even from him, and you get it certain from certain people that just, like, really got a story to tell, really, like, letting people know, like, this is exciting. I'm excited about everything that
right.
I'm doing.
Right.
You know what I mean? So, shout out to him. I would love to come check him out on his show.
You know what I mean?
One day.
You got to set it up.
Oh, yeah, of course, of course.
And
of course.
I don't know if he told y'all, but Gotti do something where he syndicates all other radio stations so Glock Aware can come on and help him to the spot.
Oh, we love that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because for Glock Aware, we're on Roku TV, the TuneIn app, the Glock Aware radio app. We're on YouTube.
Right.
You know what I mean? Philly Shine Radio is on Blog Talk Radio. You know what I mean? iTunes.
Mm-hmm.
We have whatever outlet we can get. We're all about that. So let's do that. Syndication.
No, that's a fact.
Play
I told you said that.
All
community.
The time.
Fact.
You know what I mean? You could wake up in the morning. I even was sending my homie links from a show that I did August 29th, 2013.
Mm-hmm.
That was a show we really got into some shit that day. But, I would love to syndicate. I have a whole bunch of old shows.
That's what's going on. So it's like 30 stations. It's like 30 stations on board with El Punto. So y'all can make 31.
El Punto. What does that mean? I don't speak Spanish.
That means the spot in Spanish.
The spot.
Yeah.
The spot. El
Punto.
Shout out
to Don De Niro. That's the Latin division president. So,
hey. I want to learn Spanish. I want to learn Spanish and French, though.
Amigo, adios, Dykeman.
Okay, that's what. But definitely major shout out to you for coming through today.
No
you know
doubt,
what I'm saying? Major shout out to you. Still putting niggas on. Look at you putting us on. You're like, hold up. It just oozes out your pores.
Yeah, that's what you're supposed to do. And then when you do it and you don't look for nothing in return, you'd be surprised how many blessings and favors.
Of course. Giving is receiving.
Right.
Giving is receiving. It's just you don't like a lot of us givers. Don't give to people who ain't shit.
Trust me, my can't. They be like, yo, Bates, come on, man. You turning everybody on to the goods. We got to do it. I'm like, yo, my bad.
But at the end of the day, if you're giving something to somebody, as I said earlier, you know what I mean? If they're worth it, they're really going to follow through and play their part with
right,
it.
Right.
If they're not going to play their part, they're going to fall off. You can't worry about that. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I never do. So, like I said, February 16th, Plot of Pressure concert. Chuck's Alibi is going to be real, real major. You know what I mean?
Shout out to my guy Rich, Chuck Alibi.
Yo, yeah, real rare. Shout out to everybody in Philly doing their thing. We have no ill will towards anyone. Like, Black Aware is about bringing 4933 Old York Road. It's about putting on shit. Shout out to all the live shows we have. Everybody doing their motherfucking thing here. You know what I mean? We put niggas together.
I gotta do a Glock Aware drop too.
Oh, of course. We're gonna
Philly
do
Philly Shine Radio drop.
Philly Shine Radio Glock Aware drop. All that.
Philly Shine Radio has been grinding for a long time, even before Glock Aware. I remember.
Oh yeah, we one of the OGs. That's just why I start calling people my young boys.
You gotta do a showcase or something.
I mean, Glock Aware Radio, Philly Chime Radio, that's all the shows that we do. We just did the biggest concert. Oh, my God, it was so amazing.
I wasn't on it.
It was so amazing. We got to get you on some shit. Because even for me, and then even another thing that we're doing, we're going to collaborate with Rock and Rollin' Records.
Okay.
Is bringing a band into
right. That's,
the performance.
Right, that's dope. A lot of people don't know how to rock with the band.
Whoa. A lot of bands don't know how to rock with niggas.
Hey, man,
shit.
It goes both ways.
I feel like at the end of the day, when you have, because I've had certain open mics and situations I went through where the band is only just boom, the band, you know what I mean? But when
you
really come across
a band
that's like, listen to your track, and
right.
They write in on
the
it.
Same thing.
Because at the end
shit.
Of the day, your music is music. You know
right.
what I mean?
Right.
It's music that's put together by back in the day, it was all instruments, whatever.
Right.
So put them instruments to use. Like, we
right.
got our beat ready. So
right.
That's what we should call it, the Beat Ready concert.
Beat ready. That sounds
dope. That's what we should call it, because we ain't even, because we just put it together. We got the elements,
ready.
The Beat Ready concert. We put it together because, I feel like that is missing a lot until a person gets on.
Right.
You know what I mean? So we got some shit coming. 2020, you know, we started with the biggest. We applying the pressure, the beat ready, a lot of things. Where my tie? I need a tie. I fix my tie. I'm just going to button my shirt back up. I'm 250 pounds. These joints a little spread out.
Hold up.
Hold up. Shout out to Mr. Bates in the building. Look forward to seeing you again. You got to come back when you do that, drop that video.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Can I be in a video once I'm like 200?
Yeah, come on through, man. Because
once I'm 200, I feel like this is going to be a little, I could be a little video girl. I can sit on the top of a car and shit. Not in the front of it. I'm going to sit on the top of the car.
Man. You know it's all love.
Make sure that car ready. Shout out to Mr. Bates Philly. Hold on. The record is everywhere. It's here, Philly Shine Radio. See you guys Tuesday.
Hold on. No one's going through that. Boys run through that. Hurry around the streets, there's how I base through that. A lot of shit I did. You need a heart to do that.
Yeah, we got to take a picture.
Bottom line. What? Thank you.